Presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. This time all the artists on the Mirth Parade put on their surgeon's robes and hospital masks, for we're about to give you a shot of laughing gas and remove your gloom. That's right, this edition of the good old Mirth Parade is dedicated to operations. Good old operations. Long may they be the principal topic of discussion at bridge clubs.
When I bounce her on my knee, all she does is yell at me.
Woo!
My operation. When I start to raise the deuce, she gives me the same excuse. My operation. And when I want to love like anyone does, she always tells me how nice the doctor was. When we're spooning on the couch, all she does is holler.
Ouch!
My operation.
Well, let's step right into the operating room and see who's the first patient to go under the ether. Ha-ha, it's no less than Minerva Eureka, who still thinks an anesthetic is some kind of a dancer. Minerva Eureka, ladies and gentlemen.
Salute! You want to know something?
And how are you, Mrs. Pasquale?
Oh, I no feel so good, you know?
Well, what seems to be the matter?
Oh, that radios I got, they making me sick, you know?
Well, what's the matter with your radio?
Well, the fellow on the radios, he telling me that if I want to be well and strong, I got to eat the, what do you call it, lots of calcimine, you know?
Calcimine? Calcimine? Oh, no, you must mean calcium.
I know what I'm a talking. The kids and my husband, we all take it, you know?
Well, how do you feel after you take the calcium?
Oh, we all feel fine, you know?
Well, do you still take calcium?
No, the kitchen wall is all gone.
Were you ever operated on, Mrs. Pasquale?
You bet to my life.
Did you have a good doctor?
Sure, a good for nothing.
Don't you like your doctor?
Sure, he sent me to the horse pistol, you know?
The horse?
You talk funny, too, huh? Well,
did the doctor give you an anesthetic?
No, he come in the room and he looked at me and he take it himself.
Well, what did he operate on you for?
Eh?
What did he operate on you for?
$500.
No. I mean, what was the complaint?
He charged you too much.
What was the matter with you, Mrs. Pasquale?
Oh, I know what you took. I had a gall bricks.
Oh, no, you mean gallstone.
Well, a bricks and stone's the same thing, you know?
Do you still go to the doctors, Mrs. Pasquale?
Sure, you got to put a dress on his decision, you know?
I see.
Say, Mr. Wilson's. Where's your brother? I no see him for a long time, you know.
Why, my brother had to go to Arizona for his liver.
Well, don't they have no butcher shops where he lives?
You don't seem to understand, Mrs. Pasquale. He had liver complaint. Do you understand what a complaint is? It's a beef.
Oh, I know what you talk, a beef's liver, huh?
I'm beginning to get a slight idea of what Mussolini had to contend with.
Say, Mr. Wilson, did you ever have any operations, you know?
Yes, I had one of the most wonderful operations known to medical history. Just think. The doctor opened my skull, took my brains out, and replaced them in less than a minute.
Are you sure he put them back?
No, I'm not after talking to you. Why don't you have your head examined?
Well, you know, I go to the doctor's for examination the other day, and you know something? Mm-hmm. When the doctor, he lays his head on my chest, he just a sneeze, you know?
Did he have a cold?
No, on my chest I got a flea powder.
Huh? Minerva Eureka says she doesn't like operations. When she went to the hospital, they put her to bed and cut off her cigarettes. Which brings us to the three cheers who tonight are disguised as interns. They're going to sing a little song entitled, She Was Only a Surgeon's Daughter, But Oh, How She Could Operate. Three cheers. Ladies and gentlemen, very few of you are aware that at one time Brown and Lavelle were doctor and nurse, respectively, in one of our leading hospitals, until Mr. Brown made a few bad guesses. And I understand that the reason they got married was that it's against the law for a wife to testify against her husband. I'm sure that you will enjoy this bedside description of an appendicitis operation.
Yeah, even the patient will be in stitches.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this operation is being broadcast to save the patient the trouble of talking about it after he leaves the hospital. He probably would have had his appendix out a long time ago, but he's waiting until the doctor had a removal sale.
Oh, Dr. Brown, did you ever have an appendicitis operation before?
No, I didn't, but I'll make a stab at it. Has the patient taken a fever?
Why, is one of them missing?
Well, what did you do with his temperature?
Says which?
I say, what did you do with his temperature?
I left it in the thermometer. Are you sure it's his appendix, doctor? Couldn't it be something else?
Now, listen here. When I operate for appendicitis, they die of appendicitis.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking pictures of the patient's appendix now, and the first 20 people to write in will receive a beautiful autographed copy.
Here they come now. They're wheeling him in. Well, there's no charge for that.
No, it's free wheeling. See, our patient's bed is in the lead. He's pale as a sheet as he's rushed down the corridor.
He takes the corner on two wheels. Look, look, he's going to turn over.
No, he's all right. All he do is turn over in bed.
He coasts through the door and dashes by the bedpost. A winner.
The doctor meets him with a loving cup filled with ether. But he won't take it. He's a booster for home products and he wants a local anesthetic.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I think he's weakening. Yes, there he goes.
Hello? You say you want to talk to the patient? I'm sorry, he just went out. Hey, doctor, don't try to cut him with a razor. You won't be successful.
I don't know why not. I never have any trouble cutting myself with mine.
Well, come on, come on. Come to a quick incision.
There. Yeah, I have the appendix.
You have the appendix?
I have.
He should have kept it in his wife's name. Oh, what a knifeful. He's on the patient's 40-yard line, the 30.
I'm having plenty of interference.
But he holds onto the appendix and dashes across the room under the adhesive tape for a touchdown. And the final score is $500 to nothing in favor of the doctor. Mr. Brown's next operation will be on the xylophone. He will render Charlie Raccoon.
Thank you.
town, ladies and gentlemen, who thought that somebody had operated on their dictionary because the appendix had been removed. Now, here comes Aunt Addie, the anemic evangelist, who has just been down to the hospital to complain against her husband, who it seems is a doctor. She says he bungled a recent operation and cut off her income. Come, come, Aunt Addie, come, come.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Unfortunately, yes, Aunt Addie. Well, what have you got to say about operations?
Say, if I ever started in to tell you about my operations, you'd think it was a recital.
A recital? What do you mean?
I mean an organ recital. You know, Donnie, it was on account of an operation on my sixth husband, Harvey. You remember Harvey?
Oh, yes, yes, very well, very well.
Mm-hmm. Brow-beaten Harvey.
Yes, sir.
It was on account of an operation on him that me and my doctor, we ain't talking no more.
Well, why is that, Aunt Addie?
Well, he cut my acquaintance. Catchy-catchy?
I catchy-catchy, all right. Tell me, why was your husband operated on anyway?
Well, you know, Donnie, he had a bad habit of biting his fingernails.
Say, now, that's something that I've been wanting to ask you for a long time.
Yes?
Can you tell me what is good for a man who bites his fingernails?
Sure, good sharp teeth.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
I ought to know, I ain't got any. Say, talking about Harvey, you should see the lovely skunk neck piece that he sent me.
Oh, I did see it, Aunt Addie, and it's a beauty. Yeah. Tell me, did it cost very much?
Oh, no, just a few cents.
Then before I forget it, Aunt Addie, what's the matter with you last week? What was the matter? Gee, you just looked terrible then.
You're going to throw yourself in a minute.
I'm afraid so.
You can't take it anymore.
Well, tell me, what was the matter with you last week? You looked terrible.
Last week? Why make an exception to last week?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, you mean the day that I showed up with a black eye and I was all bandaged up?
Oh, yes, yes, that was the day. What in the world was the matter with you?
Well, you know, I got that way by putting out a fire that was raging in the public school right down near my house.
You mean to tell me that the fire made you all banged up like that?
Oh, no, the fire didn't, but the school kids did.
Oh, I catch you, all right. Well, times have certainly changed. Well, I was reading in the paper the other day where years ago, if a person happened to miss a stagecoach, sometimes they'd have to wait for days until another one came along.
Yes, and nowadays they get mad if they miss one section of a revolving door.
You know, I was reading in the paper yesterday where a fellow back in Ohio,
yes,
has been receiving messages over his radio from his departed relatives. What do you think of that?
Sounds to me like sort of a ghost-to-ghost hookup.
With which words of wisdom from Aunt Addie, we come out from under the ether, amputate the program right here, and say goodbye. This is Don Wilson speaking. The Mirth Parade will be with you again soon.
Thank you.